like a window. Ain't no putting over me like key in the window.
You be yelling. Then when it's time for you to talk loud, you be like,
yeah. Whispering. Man, part of the whispers. What up,
people? Clap it up. Don't clap it up for real. Today is brought to you by Gray Area.
Yeah. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shakoya D.
BM Breeze.
Damani.
And we are the Gray Area.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Gray Area, y'all. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. Today,
we're going to talk about whatever we feel like talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't have no topic planned, so let's get into it, guys.
Okay, so back to my birthday thing. Okay. I just want somebody to put some lotion on my back because... Not any lotion, though. Some Kiehl's lotion.
So you just been ashy back. That's all.
Kiehl's lotion.
Kiehl's. It's an amazing lotion.
How you spell it?
K-E-I-H-L, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I've seen that before.
Kiehl's.
Cool. It's amazing. Soft, supple, smells good, you know. But it's just some areas of my back that I can't reach. Like my palms can't reach.
Small hands.
You could lotion your whole back?
Pretty much, yeah.
He's got really big hands.
It don't, like, my whole hand can't lotion it like how I lotion my
hands. I mean, he ain't got a turn.
You can't touch the back.
I could touch my whole back, but it's not. I can't get
still
in
there.
Listen.
You're not reaching all the way to the middle either.
I wasn't doing it that way, but right now, look, I got my whole back. Touching the whole...
This part of the back, the middle, but moving back and forth.
I mean, that's why I got two hands. That's why I got two hands.
But you want me back there like...
I get the sides, the middle right here.
The sides is easy.
Listen, my whole hand is touching the base. Isn't the base?
You miss a few spots
miss some spots.
When you do your back yourself, you're going to miss
I hear what you're saying. You need love. So that's what you're saying.
I need somebody to get the whole back. So I can get most of my love.
When I'm alone in my room, that's what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
So, why don't you just, like, go to a masseuse or something? I was a massage therapist. I heard masseuse is offensive now. Mm. That implies there will be a happy ending.
Oh, for real?
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I found that out from a massage therapist.
So what's the definition of masseuse?
It's the same thing, I think.
So you wouldn't call him like a masseur? Like a masseur?
Nah.
Call him a massage therapist.
That's what you sound like. Oh, because
it's
French?
It's supposed to be... It's like origin is from France.
You got me.
I don't know.
He's trying to get somebody to massage his back.
Nah. That would be
with
nice.
With the lotion.
But I just want my whole back lotion.
How you spell masseuse?
I wash my whole back. But lotion and the whole back is different.
I feel you.
It's different.
I'm really trying to...
I don't know how to spell masseuse. I don't know how to spell massage.
Masseuse versus massage therapist. Masseuse is a French word that refers to a female who practices massage. Although masseuse has come to carry a negative connotation, though, its base definition is quite simple. It means the same thing as massage therapist. So it means the same thing, but it has a negative connotation now.
People from French is freaks.
People from where?
From what? From French is freaks. French is freaks. Yeah.
No. From France?
That too.
I don't know. I've never been to France, but.
I mean, they say it's the language of love.
They do say it's the language of
love. That's what you need. You need love.
Je ne sais quoi?
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi.
Mio c'est un bouc. I'm learning French now, y'all, so...
Beaucoup.
Beaucoup.
BQ.
You don't have to say BQ. You don't have to say merci. Merci beaucoup.
Merci
beaucoup. Merci. You don't have to say that hard.
It's like they be saying milk. It's like an E40 kind of thing. Like
ew.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all did same that at
thing.
The same
Baltimore
time.
Baltimore type of thing.
Ew. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
Y'all annoying.
BQ.
Exactly. Same thing.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomorrow.
Ato, potato.
Let me stop. Oh, man. So earlier we was talking about, well, that story. Tell the story about
the love story.
The tweet that you was talking about, yeah, with love.
I was like, I got a French, story. I didn't even know I had a
French
story.
Topics.
Oh yeah, it was a tweet that was saying like, what if the love of my life is somewhere speaking a different language? And I was just like, that would be crazy. Like,
and then you said,
and I was like, are they really, I mean, at that point, are they just not the love of your life if you never meet? Oh, I said, if you never meet them, are they really the love of your life?
But they were supposed to be the love of your life, so.
But supposed to is not actually being.
Yeah.
Like, so, almost doesn't count.
So you would never meet the love of your life because you never met the love of your life.
But if they were supposed to be the love of your life and then they're not, there might be somebody else who winds up being the love of your life.
But if somebody else ends up being the love of your life, then the first person wasn't the love of your life, then the second person was.
I mean, they weren't the love of your life because you never met them.
Nah, but if they were supposed to be. So, I'm supposed to get a car. But if I don't go to the dealership to get the car,
then you don't get a car.
But I was still supposed to go get the car.
Yeah, so.
So.
At some point, though, you're going to get another car.
That's not guaranteed. That's
all right, let's flip this, right? Your dream car.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to get this Audi. If I don't go to the Audi dealership to get an Audi, chances are I may not get an Audi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That doesn't mean I'm not going to get another car. I might get a Honda.
Yeah.
Somebody might be like, oh, here's a free car. Oh, it's a Honda. Cool. But for me, I wanted an Audi.
You wanted an Audi.
The love of my life might have been an Audi.
But you didn't. If they never make it into your life, right? Not like at all in your life. How can they be the love of your life if they've never been attached to any part of your life?
They were supposed to be.
But since they were supposed to be and they didn't,
when you have
not.
When you have a calling,
mm-hmm,
or a purpose and you don't fulfill that purpose, you're supposed to be fulfilling this purpose, but you want to go ahead and do everything else that everybody else say you should do besides fulfilling your purpose is still your purpose. Yeah. But you're doing whatever you want to do, neglecting your purpose.
And that doesn't mean that, so because you didn't do it, because you didn't do your purpose, that doesn't mean that now all of a sudden you doing something else is your purpose. It's, you just didn't do what your purpose was.
What if you chose a different purpose?
That's up to you.
But that purpose that you chose might not be as fulfilling as the purpose that you know you're supposed to be.
But it doesn't change the fact that you chose a different purpose.
You chose a different purpose, but that's not your purpose. You could be doing somebody else's purpose very well, but while still neglecting your true purpose.
But if the person never entered your life.
I understand what you're saying. Like, literally, granted, they're not. Like, you haven't experienced them being the love of your life.
You haven't experienced totally them as thing. A person. So how can they be that? So then in my mind, technically they are not the love of your life because you didn't experience them in this lifetime. Right. In this life is what I'm saying.
All right. So let's say, would it change if it was a soulmate?
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy. That's tough.
Wow. That's crazy.
Because, right? If it's a soulmate, right? Okay, so soulmate is like involving your soul, right? Soulmates could possibly transfer over lifetimes, right? Love. The disrespect.
Nah, go ahead.
Saying the love of my life is like, I don't know, I'm just kind of talking, but.
No. Keep talking.
Saying the love of my life implies that you experienced this person in this lifetime.
But if you don't experience this person at the moment, this is what you were saying, is it still the love of your life?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you say it's not the love of your life.
How can they be the love of your life if you haven't experienced them in this lifetime?
How could they be your soulmate if you haven't experienced them in this
lifetime?
Because
my soul may have experienced them in another lifetime.
love. Yeah. I experienced them.
But love of my life implies to this life. Soulmate just implies to your soul. Just
you think this is the only life you live?
Whenever.
The love of my life. Maybe speaking another language.
Yeah. But like, I'm talking about this current life.
But
like,
look, you may see them in passing, but never actually have a conversation.
Because you don't know how to communicate.
How are they the love of your life?
They were supposed to be. You know, people die with regrets.
Yes.
Yo, what? What?
It's the same thing. Like, dang, I wish I would have met the love of my life. Dang, what if I already met the love of my life, but I just didn't confess my love?
Like,
confess
what,
my love.
Here's another.
But if you met the love of your life, you've experienced them in this life.
So that actually, you know, it's funny. That doesn't even negate what we're saying, right? So let's say I go on vacation. I'm in Italy. I'm with the Italians. I'm, you know.
Pizza, pizza.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, and I meet this person. She doesn't speak any English. She just speaks Italian, right? I met the love of my life. But the barrier, right, is the language. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're not the love of my life. It's just I can't communicate with them.
Effectively.
Yeah, but that doesn't negate my point. At that point, you've experienced that person in your life. You've met them.
Yeah, but originally it was never that you never met them. It was that they spoke a different language.
I know, but what I was saying was, are they, like, if you never meet them, like, if you never experience them, are they really the love of your life, is what I was saying. So it was something different from...
You were answering a different question.
Yeah.
So if I was a teacher, my nice point.
I was asking a different question.
You didn't answer the question, so...
He didn't ask a question. I asked a question. He said,
was talking about the...
He said the tweet. Yeah. And I said, are they the love of your life if you never...
But the context of the tweet did not say anything about I never experienced them.
Yeah, I know,
it
but
said
I'm just saying.
They speak a different language. We could go to the same school. If it's a foreign exchange student that does not speak English...
That could still be the love of his life.
It's like,
but they experienced them. I was asking something different.
Now, all right, let's backtrack now. So you said, so you have no problem with them, like, if I met them for half a second, love of my life, right? I met them for half a second, didn't really have a conversation. You're like, all right, well, you experienced them, so you can say that. But let's say I never see them again. You're fine with me saying that that's the love, that could have been the love of my life.
So the person that I just met,
but
bloody vegan. That could have been.
It could have been.
Right. But the fact that I didn't meet them means that they couldn't be the love of my life.
I'm just asking, how do we know that they can be the love of your life? Like, if you never experienced them in this lifetime, then how would they be the love of your life?
How do you know ghosts are real if you never saw a ghost?
I don't know.
How do you know air is real if you haven't seen air?
Because I can feel it.
I can feel it in the air.
You can feel the air in the air? That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
That didn't do anything for what I was saying.
The absence of evidence. It's not the evidence of absence.
No face, no trace.
Shout out to Boondocks. But yeah, just because I was saying, just because you haven't met them, that doesn't mean that they weren't supposed to be the love of your life.
I'm saying if you never meet them, are they supposed to be the love of your life? Like, how can you say that they were supposed to be the love of your life? That's what I was saying.
I don't know how you can say it. I mean, the same way you can, you know, tell you if you have a toothache. Can't touch a toothache, but you can feel it.
You can actually touch the air. You can touch a toothache. You can touch where it's hurting.
Yeah, but you can't, like, if I ask you to show me a toothache, mm-hmm. Could you show me a toothache?
In an x-ray.
If I ask you to show me the wind, can you show me the wind?
When it's cold outside.
You can't show me the, that's air. You can't show me, you can show me the effects of the wind.
You all ever saw a cartoon where they'd be like,
I'm talking about real life. Talking about real life, ma'am.
Is this real life? That's another conversation.
Yeah.
It is.
What is it, though?
Message. but yeah. I think so.
Even if you never meet them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because what if you never... So, if you on your deathbed and you never found love, then can you say, wow, the love of my life probably spoke a different language?
I mean, like, you could say it, but would it be true?
It's possible.
I mean, what's true?
I don't know. That's why I was asking the question.
But, I mean, you've been speaking English your entire life and haven't met an English person who is the love of your life. So it's like, hey, maybe they spoke French.
Maybe you did meet the love of your life. You just didn't.
Oh, you fumbled the bag.
That happens too. Does everybody have that love of their life?
Yeah, I feel like it. I
think so.
Like, whether or not you act on it is a different thing, or whether or not you get the opportunity to act on it is something totally different. But I think so. I mean, I think it's like a study. They say like 70% of people have already met the person that they're going to be with by the time they were like 15.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Which is like a, it's a
cat.
Stop, I don't know that. No, it's not for everybody, but just like a good amount of people. Because a lot of people, they marry their like high school sweetheart, or like people be with people for long, long time and stuff like that. So
this was like over the course of like the beginning of time, like.
Since they started keeping records.
Nah, I'm gonna see like, if there's any updates.
I remember back in the day, people used to like stay in their cities, stay in the state. So that makes sense. But people be moving now. So it's like,
but a lot people of
people used
don't.
To move too.
But a lot of people don't. Like a lot of people don't even leave their home state.
Right, like, but a lot of people move.
That is true.
We got people country hopping.
That is true. I don't know. I feel like more people end up staying home than they do leaving. Personally,
I do. All the people that's still back home.
If y'all get a chance to move, move.
Do it now.
Leave.
At least travel. You know, move somewhere for a little while. 4 years, maybe, span of college. Cause it changes your perspective on things. Oh, so, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, do you think, it's probably a no, but like, do you think you would have got to the same point if had you been staying in the same place past, like, for your whole life?
Nah, I wouldn't be this elegant being that you see in front of your eyes, right? This elegant being that you see in front of your face right now, but I wouldn't be the same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't be as willing to take risks. I'll probably still be dealing with idiots, or I just wouldn't be working toward my fullest potential, or even working toward benefiting my highest self.
So, you finish your point, actually, and then I'll ask my question, which you were about to read.
Oh, I was just going to say, what I found, it says, according to the research, the average woman finds her life partner at the age of, or love of her life, at the age of 25, while for men, they're more likely to find their soulmate at 28, with half of people finding the one in their 20s.
Great 28, you heard?
So, yeah. But what about you, before you ask us a question?
My question just kind of goes into the answer. I was going to say no, and then I was going to say, because like, I feel like so much of who I am is, again, like about the people who I ended up meeting while I was in different places. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say, I think we kind of talked about this like years ago, but like, do you think, so is it, was the location more important in terms of like making you who you are, or was it the people that were in the location?
I think it was a mixture. For me, it was like a mixture. Actually, it's more of the people, but the environment has an effect on the people. Like, the environment that people came from has an effect on them. Mm-hmm. So when they entered my environment, or I entered their environment, it was like, it's different.
I feel like I used to think it was more so the environment than the people. like when we first moved.
I love them people. They embraced me like I was one of their own.
In Delaware? Anyways, I felt like I was being, I don't know. Security? I used to think it was more the environment than the people, because like when we first moved to Delaware, I was like miserable. But it was because you wanted to be miserable.
You didn't want to be in Delaware.
It's not that I wanted to be miserable.
I was going to say, that's a totally different statement.
No,
I didn't want to be miserable. Not want to be there. That's not the same thing.
That's not the same thing at all. I was miserable because I missed home.
You didn't want to be there.
That doesn't mean that I want to be miserable.
You don't want to be miserable, but it's like, I don't want to be here. Like, so now you're looking for all the bad that's there.
I wasn't looking for all the bad. I just was homesick. I missed my friends. I didn't have, like, it wasn't like a... Anyway.
Let's talk. Now, let's talk. Get it off your chest.
Because you making assumptions. How long you been feeling like this?
I'm just going off of what you...
What I said, but that's not. You gotta let me finish talking so you can hear my entire.
She said you won't be listening. You said you'd be talking, listening. But you won't be listening. Right. That's
like
what she
I
said.
Was saying.
I'm just quoting.
Before I was so rudely.
It's an adult conversation.
I was so.
With Gen Z-er.
Okay. I'm the Gen Z-er.
Do not disrespect
that's
him
crazy.
Like that.
You hear this? Okay.
He is not nobody's Gen Z-er, guys.
Said, old man Breeze over here.
Let me finish my point.
Please.
Goodness. So, what I was saying was, when we first moved, I was miserable because I missed being back home. Like, I missed Jersey. I missed my friends. And I thought that it was the environment, but it was more so, it was the people. I missed the people that I was constantly around. So now, being older, even like going to Connecticut, like I wasn't miserable in Connecticut. I don't want to move
back to Connecticut.
But the people that I met there, the people that I'm still in contact with that I met there, shaped my life like tremendously.
That's good. I'm going to let you finish next time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So it's like I really thought that it was the environment. I was harping on that, but it was the people.
Yeah. I agree. But I was going to say my question. I agree. I think, originally I thought it was just the location. I mean, granted, I think your point is right. I think it's a combination, but I realized, like, it was more so the people that I ran in that I just happened to meet while I was in those locations that, like, kind of shaped how I felt about the area or just, who kind of changed me. But I was going to say, do you feel like if you would have taken the same people, like everybody that you met in those areas, like picked them up and put them in a different location, do you feel like you get the exact same experience, or you feel like it's different? You end up being the same person, or do you feel like you end up being a different person?
End up being a different person, because everybody not meant to be around for
like more than a season.
Yeah.
I meant, are you grow up in the same, like,
same people around you growing up in the same span of time, but a different location.
Yeah, like, as opposed to growing up in Jersey, it's like you're in California, or like Alabama, or wherever.
And all our family, people?
Yeah.
Would I be the same person?
Yeah.
Think so, but it's like the culture is different from Jersey compared to California. So if all them people still are the same person that they were, and we all just happen to move to Cali, we'd still be different, because it's different. Like, you're in a different place.
So I think it's mainly the people that shape you, but the environment does influence you. So it's like, if our family was from Cali, right, and not from Jersey, it would be a totally different experience just based off of the fact of, like, how close we, like, first of all, Cali is huge, how close we were, like, in Jersey, the culture.
6'11".
6-Eleven, we would not have a 6-Eleven. It would be another corner store, though, but
not one like that.
Exactly. Not the same cheese fries. So, it's just like, the environment does influence the people, but the people have the main impact on the environment. But I think that placing that across the country would be totally different because the culture is totally different. So, like, I don't know that we would be even thinking the same. And then it's like,
that's what I was trying to say.
If we moved, if we moved, right? So Jersey's smaller. So we moved from Jersey to Delaware. If we moved from Cali
to like, another part of Cali,
we would probably just be in another part of Cali, like, or we would move somewhere way farther. So then the experience, the whole experience would be different. Like, I think that it would be totally different. I think we would be totally different if we started out in a different location. But what do you think?
I agree. I think it would be, to say totally different, I don't know if I would say totally, because I think, like, part of it, again, part of it is, definitely is location, right? So part of it is, like, under, like, same thing with y'all, like remembering corner stores or bodegas or whatever, like, being, like, growing up in a certain, like, area makes a lot of the difference, but so I can't necessarily say the core of me would be different because, like, again, it was like it was the people that kind of made a difference. So it was like me having conversations with certain people and their perspective. Granted, their perspective, part of their perspective is shaped by like their surroundings, but I think more of it for me was like the interactions that I had with people, like the conversations that I had with people that made it feel. That changed my perspective because I was a totally different way before I met people, and then I met certain people, and it's like, okay, now I feel like I changed, and then I left and met some other people. Granted, like perfect example, college, right? The people that I'm still cool with from college that I met in Connecticut, they're not from Connecticut, right? So and that's the thing, right? So they didn't grow up in Connecticut. We just happened to be here for a very very short amount of time, right? And they're still who they are, like, despite the environment. So, like, if we would have met, let's say all of my college friends would have met in Philly, right? I still think we would still be the same people.
But they were already themselves.
I understand that. But that's what I...
So, we're...
already you.
We're talking about if we were, like born. Everybody was born in a different... Like, we're relocating everybody... In our family, from birth, is how we were thinking of it. Not like, I am who I am, and then we all meet in a different location. Yeah. And then, I think things will be the same. But
I feel like that's even more of a reason why you should do it. Because like, if it's everybody, like literally everybody, like you're still gonna hang out with the same people.
Yeah, but the environment,
you know,
the like, environment
and the culture of where you're at is different. Like, right. Even growing up north. The different cultures and stuff that you come in contact with is completely different than being down here.
Like, I agree. But at the end of the day, isn't it still more so the people that you're around, right? The environment does shape some like parts of it. It's like, all right, cool. I've lived in this place. I know exactly what Philly cheesesteak tastes like when I come here. I know it doesn't taste the same. Y'all don't even have that kind of food. Cool. That's smaller stuff, right?
But that's kind of smaller stuff.
I think that's smaller details.
The people that you bring in with you, they still shaped by different, like they still have contact with different people in. So it's like, they're being influenced by other things than just you. So it's going to be different. Like Jersey to Cali is completely different.
It's because, like, their influence changes.
Even Delaware
to
Jersey is completely different.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, even Jersey to New York is different, to me at least. It's very different.
It's very different.
And it's like, I like it, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree. I think it's like, 80, I feel like it's like 80-20, like 80% the people, 20% the environment. Because, like, again, if I guess this is kind of like a side question, but like, do you feel like you are who you are at the core to start, and then everything just kind of shapes you, or do you feel like
I mean, yeah, because I was pretty much grown by the time I left Jersey, so I was an adult at that point. So. Just
baby genius over here. I think you are who you are at the core, but throughout your life, you just remembering who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, your life is a journey of remembering who you are. And then the people along the way, they help you, like, they help shape you, and some stuff just makes sense, like. Like, certain people I met, that it was like, I knew them already. Like, like, we clicked, like, instantly. And it's like, yeah, I knew you before.
Yeah, it's like when we met for the first time.
Yeah, I was like, we got the same face.
And I was like,
and I was like,
Childish.
You know, people be taking offense when I be saying childish. I don't know why.
Because it's disrespectful.
It is.
Because everybody want to be
a... Yeah, we fight so hard to be an adult, and then you call... It depends on how you saying it. Like,
nah, like, they do something, and I'll be like, child. Like, drop the rice. Child. Hey, if the shoe fit,
y'all know the I'm going to throw it at somebody.
Nah, but I do agree. I think it's 80% people, 20% environment. But the environment still...
Yeah,
hold some weight.
Because like when you say you say I'm going home, it ain't got it, like it does have something to do with the area, but it's like
mostly.
Hey, I'm going to see my home is my where my people is at. Yeah. Like I'm like it really doesn't. The area just is like a nice little.
It's just where it's,
that's
at.
Why I said 20%. It's not. I'm not saying but five. It's like it's 20. Like
when I say I'm going home, if my parents moved to Florida. And I wouldn't say I'm going home.
I'm going to my parents' house.
It's because I lived there. So yeah. I'm going home. Like, this is home. Like, regardless if nobody else is there, it'll still be home. For a long way from home, it'll be a different type of home.
Mm-hmm.
It'll still be home. Like north side or north side. Mm-hmm. Anywhere above Maryland, I'm home. Anywhere over Maryland, I'm home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And so, all right, another.
And under Connecticut. Anywhere in there. Yeah. Yeah. Between Delaware.
If you hit
Delaware,
Connecticut.
Philly,
you...
Jersey, like, New York. Yeah. I'm good.
Connecticut,
that's a little. No disrespect to the Connecticut viewers, but.
All disrespect.
Drive better, please.
Yes.
So who worse drivers, Atlanta or
LA?
I was just talking to somebody about this. I don't know. Yeah, Atlanta I think is worse.
Easily.
Connecticut, they can't drive, but like, and they be driving with their high beams on all the time. But
there's an accident
every day here. They don't be getting into as many accidents. They just be doing stupid stuff. Mm. And they drive mad wild.
It's an accident every day here.
Down here, it's too many accidents. That's why it's so much traffic, because everybody be crashing into each other. It's like bumper cars. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Connecticut drivers.
No bueno.
Y'all still need to do better, Connecticut, but y'all definitely doing better than these Atlanta drivers. So we commend you.
Now y'all Atlanta drivers.
No, we not. Don't do that.
Said I had to parallel park for my driving test. I don't know if y'all had to do that.
I didn't have to do that.
I live in the city.
Yeah,
so
they
was like, you good. But I know how to, I'm an amazing parker.
You taught me how to parallel park, so I'm good. I still be struggling every now and then, but I be getting it. Especially since Shay, where she live at, you know.
Oh, yeah, got to.
Had to learn. Had to really be like, all right, this is my practice.
That little back street where the driveway at, it's not cutting it.
I'll be fine in the back street. I can do that.
It'd be mad tight back there. I'd be like, you know, I'm in this big van. Like, nah.
I could just pull all the way up. I'd be good with that. It's the parallel parking. I'd be like,
I actually like parallel parking.
It'd be fun. Parallel parking be fine when it's like.
When I'm not rushed.
Yeah, I was going to say, when there's nobody behind me, it'd be fine. Yeah. You know, as soon as I see like. Cause then I gotta like put my signal on and then wait and then have traffic behind me. I'm like, dang, it's mad people behind me.
I don't get it on the first shot. And like, dang, they're gonna think I can't drive.
Yeah, look at the stuff we care about.
I'd be like, let me just pop this curb real quick so I know I'm close.
Nah, that's worse than having to start over. So I know I'm close.
out of those parking spaces, like, it's nothing, like, even if cars are parked mad close, but getting into them, I'll be struggling. I'm better now, though. Better than
I'm better.
I'm thinking about it. I made it. Sorry. I'm going to stop now before I keep going.
Did you have another question?
I did. It was actually part of what you said. You were talking about, like, knowing... like, I met you before. Do you feel like you've had the same friends over more than one lifetime? Mm. Or do you feel like you're meeting new people every lifetime?
I do that lifetime? Like it's not a mic right here.
Still, that's a good question. Am I meeting people? I'm meeting some new people. Other people I think I met before.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out. I had this conversation with some of my friends. I was like, dang, were we all friends?
Before.
Yeah, were we all that, like, am I... Every life, and we're just going through the same cycle of, like, hey, I'm meeting the same person, just in a different
space. Different yeah.
You know what I seen? It's, they say don't go into the light, because that's you, like, basically coming back to Earth, like
as a new baby.
So they say, yeah, I had saw that before. Light. It was like you literally coming out, like you're going into the light, coming out of a womb, kind of thing, which is kind of trippy when you think about it, but.
I feel like it don't happen that fast, though. I feel like, you know, God give you a little time to just stretch it out, you know?
I mean, that might be the time period where you getting closer to it, but you're not, you know?
But then, like, if you go into, like, quantum theory and all that time, that short time amount of time...
Relativity and stuff, it's probably a lot longer.
Yeah, I mean, it seems short for us now because we're talking about it, but, like, in the moment, it'd be like... A long moment.
A long time. Like, you just like, dang, do I want to go into the light? Just walking, thinking. Hey,
wait
for my time to come.
That's all I can hear about it. Oh, God.
I don't know. I have heard that before, but I don't know. I just be wanting God to just give me the answers to my questions. I don't want to, like, experience it right now. I want to be able to answer it in the next life.
So answers. Mm-hmm. And I'll be feeling like, when you ask God for the answers, then you gotta go looking for the answers. Like, if you don't, he might just give you the answers, but a lot of times it's like stuff be happening or you come across certain things and it's like, wow, this might be the answer. This might be the truth, but the truth might go against everything that you
believed
or thought. And it's like, this can't be the truth. Or is this really true? Have I been lied to?
I mean, a lot of things we have been lied to about, so...
Hoodwink, bamboozle. But so. It's like, then you gotta, like, it's like decide, like, yeah, you gotta find truth for yourself. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I feel like once you ask, like, you already get it. Like, you get the answer. Whether or not you're receptive of what that answer is, or whether or not you're paying attention to it is a different thing.
Yeah, I mean...
Go ahead.
Oh, finish your statement. I'm sorry.
No, all I was saying was just, yeah, I feel like it's just a matter of whether or not you're receptive or, like, prepared to get the... Like, you can ask the question and you're really not ready for the answer whatsoever. And it's like... So it's like, cool, I'm going to just ignore this. It's like, I saw... It's like, hey, oh, gosh, should I go left or right? And it'd be like...
Detour.
The sign would be like, left. And you'd be like, I don't know if I was ready to hit it. I'm going to go right. And it's like... It can be like that, you know?
Yeah. That specific question, though, I don't think I'm like, I don't want to search out an answer.
What was the question again?
Like.
Yo. What?
Like, don't go toward the
light.
Yeah,
like, don't go toward the light.
Goodness gracious. Lord. But yeah, I'm good without knowing the answer to that right now. It's not imperative to my life in this moment, so I'm good.
Art.
But yeah.
Art. If y'all had a choice, like if y'all could pick how long y'all lived, how long would y'all live?
You want the exact number?
Yeah, like if I had to die at this age, yeah. I'd be okay with it.
This is a side note. This kind of goes into it. That was one of the, I was playing Would You Rather with my coworkers,
And that was one of the questions. It was like, would you rather be able to decide when you die or how you die?
And I was like, I would rather decide how I die.
Yeah. It's
very morbid.
Very, very. But like,
I'll be thinking about death a lot.
I don't.
I mean, yeah. But it's like, hey, I can go out in a blaze of glory.
I don't want to answer these questions.
But yeah.
Y'all can discuss amongst yourselves. But I personally, I don't be thinking about this. Go ahead.
I don't got an answer right now, but. In terms of how old, I don't want to be old and I don't want to be too old where it's like, I don't want to have to, let me not even say too old, but I don't want to be old enough where people gotta be
take care of you.
Yeah, I just don't, I want to be able to, I want to be fully like.
You can still be healthy and old.
No, that's what I said. I don't, it's not that. I don't want to be old to the point where it's like, you push me and then like, my bones is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be, but
just exercise. You know,
that's, but I mean, again, I don't want to be old to the point where it's like my bones. Like, you want me? How am I supposed to exercise my bones? What do you want me to do?
Right.
Like, if I'm 200, it's like my bones ain't going. My bones might not make it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, people in the Bible was living to like 900,000 and all that stuff.
They also wasn't eating GMO food and all that, so it's a little different. You know.
Actually true.
And they walked everywhere.
To start walking.
Like everywhere? Like my job, like 30 minutes. Like that's a long walk.
They also didn't just like go to these regular jobs. They didn't have jobs like these. They had jobs, but like it was a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Very Would different. You be a nomad?
If we were in old times?
Nah, right now.
I think about it from time to time.
What is like the full definition of a nomad? Like, do I gotta like have
a home? You can have a car. Mm-hmm.
Kanye a nomad?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I get it.
I'm about to look up the exact definition though.
To be a nomad, to not have a home.
Where my hat is my home.
A nomad is a member of a people having no permanent abode and who travel from place to place to find fresh pasture for their livestock.
A rolling stone.
A person who does not stay long in the same place. A wanderer.
I'm sorry, go ahead. A rolling stone. That is not the same thing.
And when he died,
he left. Here goes death again.
Dang.
It's part of life.
It is a part of life. It's just not a part of life that I be thinking about.
When you come to terms with death, it's like, it's not the worst thing that can happen.
I'm still trying to come to terms with
life. So I got some terms and agreements that we gotta work out in life. You out here talking about the end. You know what?
Not there yet.
But is it really the end? It could be the beginning of life.
It could be.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Am I ready to find out? Nope.
I had read somewhere it was like that, we're, it's super trippy, but we're all like our past life and our current life and our future. Yeah, or so like if you're technically talking about you, you're a lot bigger than you think. Pause.
Sounds terrible.
Terrible.
What are you thinking about that?
You as an individual, your essence.
I'm glad you said Paul.
Your soul. You know, looking at him. Yeah, that's what I said. I was looking at him like, you're a lot bigger than you think.
Oh, man.
I forget where I was going with this. That train of thought is just gone.
It's gone? I was watching this podcast, and they was saying that supposedly in your next lifetime you come back looking like the person that you were in love with in your past life.
Hey bro, that's weird. I'm not trying to look like, why? Like, I'm trying to look like me. Like, why gotta look, why gotta borrow your face?
I don't think it's true, that's but weird. It was just really weird.
That'd be weird.
You know, one day I was like, I picked this body, like, mm-hmm. I picked this life, like, I'm not, I'm mirrors, I love mirrors. In the mirror, and I was like, hey, yo, I picked this person. Like, I was like, you know what? Do I want to? I like that. Yeah, let me get that.
Let me get the nose with the two.
Like a
2K
player. Yeah, you were
I picked this person. Like, this out the shell.
It's like, oh, he could grow hair? Let me get that one.
Mm-hmm. He got a nice hairline, too. Okay, I like that. Okay. Teeth? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey. But it's like, I had to sacrifice. Like, I couldn't be as tall as I wanted to be.
He talks about this all the time.
Yeah, no, I said, and I'm telling you, I was playing basketball right when I decided I didn't want to go to the league no more. It was like, I was like, all right, cool. That's all you really need to get your job done. So I was like, yo, what happened?
You
know,
you're going to be taller than everybody while you standing on the stage.
Right.
It was like, wow, man, that's different. You had to play me like that.
It was like energy.
Y'all really not that short, so
I know we're not that short, but it's different. Like,
y'all
it's like,
both taller than me, so
taller than a lot of people.
Yeah. Exactly, so it's okay.
But
it's not the same.
But it's fine.
It's like right under six, like right under six, and it's like.
It's like, well, why the number got to start with five? Like, how tall are you? Yeah, you 5'5".
That's like 2000
in. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, what?
Y'all can say I'm 10 inches and 5 feet.
Nah, 10 inches and 5 feet.
Because you don't want to start with 5, you can start with 10.
Nah, that's terrible. I don't even talk about height.
Yeah, I'm
like, you got to look up to me, though. Other than when I stand on my wallet.
That's what you say?
When I got good energy, my energy make me taller. That's it. Yeah. My energy is 6'5".
Y'all can get that surgery where they stretch your kneecaps.
Nah, I heard about that. I like my body. I picked this body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you sure? Because you out here complaining about
No, I'm not height. Complaining. I was just saying. Mm-hmm. If I had a choice to have it all.
Mm-hmm. I like my kneecap. Speaking of kneecaps, did y'all know that, like, I think the plural of moose is moose, right?
Yeah.
Okay, moose, their kneecaps is, like, backwards? Like,
you know, that makes sense about how they walk.
A lot of animals is like that.
Like,
all of them?
A lot of them.
They be, like, laying, like
they knee, they front arms don't why. Bend like this. They bend like this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like why they doing push-ups. Laying like that?
Yeah.
But, like, if you walk on all fours, your elbows are behind you.
Oh, that makes sense. Look at you.
That's why the kneecaps are backwards.
Look at you, Sherlock Holmes. That's crazy.
I'm a shepherd.
So they made just like us, because we could do that too.
Yeah, you know, it just look weird.
Because they be walking they on their legs, and these are arms.
Mm-hmm. But if you walk on all fours, technically they're legs too.
Mm-hmm.
These are not going to turn into legs if I walk on all fours.
Like, technically, they're... You know what you're saying. You know who you're saying.
I know.
But... That side note, that was, you know,
y'all funny.
A little side note. But yeah, I like the body I picked for myself.
Yeah, I do too.
It's cool.
Me three. I'm sorry. Y'all was looking at me like, You didn't say anything. Me too. I'm fine with my height. I like my height. I've been close to the same weight. I don't even know how much I weigh right now, but I was the same weight from middle school to like the beginning of college. So.
Me too.
Can't say the same. College, I ain't getting no freshman 20 or nothing crazy.
I lost about weight.
Freshman 15. Mm-hmm. I talked to them coaches too. All them time we was in the weight room, I ain't gaining no weight.
I lost weight. I did.
I ain't getting no type of muscle.
Yeah, I was like 150 in high school, and then like I had hit like 170 in college. Like, I think
good calf food.
It wasn't that good.
I know.
I was eating C-store snacks.
Yeah, we was filling up on them snacks.
Bags of snacks.
Freshman year, I lost weight, and then I started to kind of, like, gain weight the rest of the years. But freshman year, I dropped 15. No, I wasn't stressing. It just wasn't getting them good old meals like I was getting at home.
Right, yeah. Freshman year, I was in the calf every day. Like,
I wasn't in the calf at first.
They knew where to find me. Okay. The food was nasty, though.
Say, hey, let me get some runny eggs.
The runny eggs. That's good for hangovers.
I ain't eat nobody eggs. After, I can't eat everybody eggs. Mm-hmm. I threw up from some eggs before.
Just give me some orange juice. Let me get them dry waffles and let me get some of them runny eggs. I'm good.
Nah. My body a temple. I can't put no uncooked.
I mean, cooked. It was just cooked soft.
Nah, we don't do soft. If your eggs come out of a can.
I don't think it came out of a can. But.
Yeah. Like the hotel eggs. Can't eat those.
I think those come out of a plastic bag.
Yeah, I think they just add a little powder.
Powder. We're not doing that.
But
you're being correct.
For school, it was either that or I was going to throw up. So to get my head to stop spinning, I was like, this is what's going to work. Mm-hmm. And it worked.
That's good. You could have took another shot, too. That usually helps. Mm-hmm. Thugging. Start all over.
No.
Yeah, she would have been starting over. She would have just let everything out, and then it would have been like
throw one back, right back at it,
and throw the rest up. No, she didn't throw the rest up.
You a champ.
No,
you a champ.
I had threw up already one time when we was at school.
I threw up on him before.
Almost.
No. Somebody did.
That's tough.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't like really. Yeah, it had like splashed on the floor. And
yeah,
like,
it hit the floor and then splashed his sock, so he went home with one sock.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Tough. That's like stepping in a puddle.
Did you ever get that sock back?
I have no. I don't care. I don't care.
He wasn't holding it or nothing when we went back. Like you just sock was just gone. All right,
y'all.
We left.
No, that was because people was throwing. It was like somebody saw somebody else throw up. Was like, oh, I'm gonna be sick, and just started going. I'm like, hey, yo, bro. Nah, I'm a dip.
Was that the first one?
You might have been. You were the second because it was you. It was
somebody threw up on the wall. And then
whose house was y'all in?
We was in the dorm room.
Whose room was y'all in?
Because
they had to clean that up.
Yeah, they did.
I hope they did.
We lived in a building across the quad. So we walked across the quad and he brought me back to my room. Tried to feed me some bread.
I'm like, hey, yo, Shakoya.
No, they were still partying and drinking. Something. They was partying and drinking. I made it to the toilet.
Hey, Damani.
Did I get something on the wall?
You forgot something.
You did. Can we just... This is a perfect time to segue. The time is up.
You don't want to talk about our college throw-up story?
No, I don't. I just didn't... I was getting tired of talking about throw-up. I just ate. I'm still... I don't even like watching people eat after I'm full. It just be making me nauseous. I'd be like,
that'd be weird. Like,
you know,
why?
People eat disgusting. Like, I'd be like watching people eat. I'd be like, why you chew like that?
You one of those. Be watching people chew.
Like,
I don't like when people watch me eat.
Disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
But I be watching a lot of food shows, so like I be seeing people eat, but I don't be paying attention to it like that. So it just be like, oh, I wonder how that tastes.
Yeah, like, why you got all that spit in your mouth?
Alright, I don't be looking at home.
Nah, I don't be looking, but you can tell by how people be chewing, it just be like,
you know what I mean?
But hey, to each his own.
To each his own.
Yep, that's why I said, like, if once I'm done eating and I'm full, I can't look at nobody else. I'm gonna get nauseous. It's gonna make me want to throw up. So like, I'd rather just finish my food. I'd rather y'all eat and then y'all be like, y'all finish way before me, or I finish like way before y'all, because if not, I'm gonna be sitting here full. Like,
yeah, we was
like,
watching
the food out of my face.
We was watching this one food show, and the dude was like trying stuff, and Damani had finished eating, and he had like the guy on the TV like bit into something, and he was like, ugh. And I was like, all right, I'll just pause it. We'll watch something else, because I wasn't done eating yet, and I was just, you know what, we'll just watch something.
You always hit this table, man.
At least it wasn't to the end this time. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
But
it's
sorry for 2004.
And I ain't gonna mess no more this year. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes, thanks for joining us again for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Oh, and once again, I am Shakoya D.
Ben Breeze.
Damani.
And we are the Gray Area. We'll see y'all next time. Yeah. Thank you for supporting. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Check us out next time.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Bye.
This is my story for 2004. And I ain't gonna mess up no more.
This is how the episode is gonna end. Whenever you're ready.